Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum.
Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي الصلاة حي الصلاة
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله all unqualified praise is due to Allah and after that all unqualified praise is due to Allah الحمد لله الذي خلق الإنسان في أحسن تقويم all unqualified praise is due to Allah who created the human being in the most excellent mold وبعث نبيين مباشرين ومنذرين and commissioned from among them messengers as bringers of good news and as warners. وَأَشْهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَٰهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ And I bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, without reservation, without embarrassment. There is no object of worship except Allah. لَهُ الْمُلْكِ His is the kingdom. وَلَهُ الْحَمْدِ To him is due all unqualified praise. بِيَدِهِ الْخَيْرِ In his hand is good things, excellent things. وَهُوَ عَلَّ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ And he has power over everything. وَنَشْهَدُ أَنَّا سَيِّدِينَ مُحَمَّدًا عَبْدُهُ وَرَسُولُهُ And I bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, without reservation, without embarrassment, that our leader Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed over 1,440 years ago, is his slave servant and his messenger. We pray, Allahumma salli wa sallim wa barak ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allah, send your prayers and your peace and your blessings upon our leader Muhammad wa ala alihi and upon his family wa sahbihi and upon his companions, ajma'in, all of them. Wa ya ayyuhal muslimun, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Amma ba'd. ألم تروا كيف خلق الله سبع سماوات تباقا وجعل القمر فيهن نورا وجعل الشمس سراجا والله أنبتكم من الأرض نباتا ثم يعدكم فيها ويخرجكم إخراجا صدق الله العظيم الله the mighty has spoken the truth. These are the 13th to the 18th ayahs of the 71st surah of the Quran and an expression of this surah Nuh, the chapter entitled Noah. And it says, Do not you see how he created, that is Allah, how Allah created the seven heavens in layers and made the moon in it a light and made the sun a lamp. And Allah has caused you to grow from the earth gradually like a plant. Then he will return you into it and then bring you out, bring you forth from it anew. Sadaqallahu al-Azim, Allah the Mightiest has spoken the truth. A report from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, people are like mines, M-I-N-E-S, mines of silver and gold. The best of them in the time of ignorance are the best of them in al-Islam, if they have the correct perception of how religious knowledge is to be applied. Sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We continue today in a subtopic of the main topic. Main topic being the five obligations for building ummah. The five obligations for building ummah. As a reminder, that's family, intellect, religion, that is the ritual or the worship life of us, religion, the self, meaning your own nafs, your own personality, etc., your own mental health even, the self, and also property. Property. Those five are obligatory. In order to have ummah, they rest upon the solidity and the firmness of those five matters. Which is, you can take that as another reading from what the Prophet says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Buni al-Islam wa al-Khams. The structure of al-Islam is built on five. We know that the first five that's being addressed is Shahadatain, Salah, Zakat, Sawm, and Hajj. You establish those, and then there are institutions that arise out of each one of those when they are lived and practiced. Right, but nevertheless, we're speaking to the five daruri that have been derived and affirmed through scholarship after the life of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we are at this point. This is the fourth part when we're addressing the intellect. We're addressing the intellect. The intellect is one of those five, and we're working through it on the basis of those four categories that are mentioned in Surah Al-A'la. Surah Al-A'la, they come first. In the first three verses, سبح اسم ربك العالى الذي خلق فسوى وقدر فهدى. Those four. Imam Muhammad rahimahullah alayh has told us that when you know those four things about anything, then you know everything about that thing. That being said, I remind you of how to even embrace that statement from the Imam. You know, everything about that thing? Yeah, if you know those four things, you know everything about that thing abstractly. Abstractly. And I remind you of what we mean when we say abstract. Abstract means it's the truth, but without details. It's the truth, but without details. So خلق, سوى, قدر, هدى, you know that about anything, then abstractly you know everything about it, but you don't get the details right there on the surface. So what takes us time, we human beings, right? What takes us time in abstracting the truth, and you could read it as abstracting the truth, the details. From it, that's where the length of our conversations come from, because that is why that is what details are for. And we love to reinforce the fact that Imam Muhammad rahimahullah alayhi is our teacher, and I emphasize him as a teacher because he has taught us. I mean, literally. I mean, we were not necessarily in a bricks and mortar stadium-sized college classroom as we were learning from him, but he was more than a professor to us. So anyone who has had college experience and has been taught in those academic settings, there is nothing of what Imam Muhammad rahimahullah gave us that is diminished because it was not received in that setting. He gave us in deep and profound detail many things, but he invited persons like myself to, he said, when I speak to a matter, that is, he's addressing us in the public or he's teaching, he said, when I speak to a matter that I don't have the time or the opportunity to give the details, I can only give hints and suggestions. It's the responsibility of those who are supporting and following and studying me for them to bring the information that would make the information edifying to the believers, to the people. So edification comes with these details. And so since he's given us that tool, I use that tool. So up to now, we have got to the point where I can state again, abstractly, having said those details in the previous three portions of this subject, what is the form now? We can answer that question much more briefly now. What is the form of the intellect? The intellect is an attribute of the soul. And we also got to the point where we can make a statement, details are behind us right now, that Adam is a state of the soul and the intellect is an attribute of the soul. I have to say this because this is what we have to do. We have to transform the way that we see. We have to transform the way that we see. Most everything, real quick example, human being. When most times when we say or hear that word or those words, human being, automatically we think about the biological person. It's just automatic. It's just habit. It's just natural. That's what we've grown up with. Oh, that's a human being, right? So that has served us, but it also limits us in our perception of our reality. Because, yes, when you see a biological living person, you say, yes, that's a human being. But there's the reality of that human being is beyond the physical. And we've already covered that, so we're not going to spend a lot of time there. The idea is that even when we say Adam, it's natural to think about, oh, Adam, yeah, that's the human being. And Adam, especially in this society we've been raised up, we think about man, and particularly the male. But the point is, we think about the physical body again. This is what you're being invited to step out of. Step out of seeing Adam physically. Step out of seeing the human being physically. Okay? See the human being as something non-physical. See Adam as something non-physical, right? So Adam is a state of the soul. And when we talked about the self, the nefs, et cetera, we spent all the time doing that, several lectures on that, so we're not going to stay there. But just understand that Adam is the soul, and more particularly, Adam is a state of the soul, and the intellect is one of the attributes of the soul. Muhammad Iqbal, Allama Iqbal, in his writing, The Reconstruction of Religious Life, he said, speaking of the human being, in his inmost being, man, as conceived by the Quran, is a creative activity. So even his statement, I'm not finished, but even his statement is that don't even see man as a physiological, biological creature. See him as a creative activity. He's a creative activity. That's abstract. But see, that's the reality. The truth is in the abstract. Okay? So, he says, as conceived by the Quran. And he lets us know, he says, I'm not making this up. That's what the Quran is telling you. Huh? As conceived by the Quran, is a creative activity, and following on, an ascending spirit. He's saying this is what the real human being is. He's a creative activity. He's an ascending spirit who, in his onward march, rises from one state of being to another. We're going up a ladder. Our creative activity, which is us, our spiritual reality, is climbing, trying to get to the fullness of our expression. That's who we are, an ascending spirit. Okay, so now we need to see two, the physical and the metaphysical. The physical and the metaphysical, right? So there's the physical human being, but the metaphysical human being is that creative activity, that ascending spirit that is ascending to stage after stage, as said here, state after state. I'm putting forth an effort here to get you to embrace Adam not as a concrete, but Adam as an abstract, which is his reality. I'm going to go about it this way. Physically, as we move from stage to stage, we get different labels. Just think about, first, there's pregnancy, right? And that pregnancy started with a zygote. It was a human being, not fully developed, but it was a human being in beginning progression, right? So you have the zygote, then you have the fetus, and then you have the baby, then you have the infant, then you have the child, then you have the adolescent, then you have the adult, let's say. You have the adult, and then, you know, inshallah, sometimes they become senior citizens. Right? But the point that I'm making is, every stage gets a new name. But every stage is the human being in ascendancy, right? It doesn't stop being a human being at any point until literally they pass away physically in this world. Okay, so since it is that we put these labels on the evolving human being, physically, it's no different when it comes to metaphysically. Because each one of these names that I named, they are different names for different states. Different names for different states. And I know the thought passed through the W.D. Muhammad students and said, yeah, this is called the United States of America. Why is it called states? That's your homework. You work with that over. I tell you about Hawaii, right? And that's the 50th state, but that was in another subject. There are different names for different states, and for every state, there are different potentials and different powers. There's different potential for the fetus, for the zygote, for the infant, for the adolescent, for the child, for the adult. Different potentialities, meaning that the potential can be there, let's say for speech, for example, infant. Literally, the term infant means without speech, right? So until speech has been stabilized, the person is considered to be an infant. But once speech stabilizes, they cease to be an infant, they become a child, okay? So the point is that the state changes and the potential arises as a capacity, as an ability. But there's a movement from state to state to state, stage to stage to stage, which is the arriving of a capability that wasn't there. Puberty. Go with that, right? Puberty, the capacity for procreation wasn't there before puberty, but then after they crossed that bridge of puberty, now the capacity for procreation is there for the male and for the female, right? And they move from being, a child to being an adolescent, et cetera, in that. Okay. All right, brothers and sisters. Once you get this. So when someone says, and I've talked a lot about it, but it falls right in line here, when we say she's pregnant, when we say she's pregnant, if you stop right there, then you're saying that's all she is. Who is she? She's pregnant. That's what the sentence says. She is pregnant. But is that all she is? Well, that's a statement of the state. And I see enough gray hair in here for y'all to remember where it says she's in a family way. We used to be a little more sociable, civilized. So we just said she's in a family way. Is that all she is? She's in a family way. So it's that pregnant and family way describes the state. And once you understand what it's labeling, then you know the conditions that are being couched under that term. So, now if you can get that, then you can understand when we say Adam is a disposition. Adam is a disposition. Adam is a state of the metaphysical body. See, we have a physical body, but we also have a metaphysical body that is the mate of the physical body. And just as the physical body goes state, 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 name change, name change, name change, capacity evolve, capacity evolve, capacity evolve, that's for the physical. What we're working on and what we must work on, and we're not working on it until we actualize an understanding of that and act on it, that is, we have to traverse or evolve and grow our metaphysical self so as to express all of its potential, because that is what's supposed to do the work in the world while you live. Your psychic body, your metaphysical body has to become an adult. I can't remember that bumper sticker. Y'all seen it? The point is, no matter how old you get, you even though you get old, you still ain't growing up, something like that. You know, it's like, you know, the calendar keeps turning pages. But you ain't maturing, right? Okay, so I'm saying that same thing can happen with us physically, but if we don't recognize the responsibility that we have to our metaphysical reality, then we won't get out of this brief time called life what we could potentially get, because we never developed the capacity that is supposed to be used for getting in this universe during this brief time that we are here on the planet, this brief time that we call life. This is why Allah says, one of the many reasons, Allah says, blessed is he that causes it to grow. That's not just male. It's the individual. Blessed is he that causes it to grow. What? Your soul. What? Your metaphysical body. What? Your abstract, your spiritual potential, your creative activity that you are. It has to mature. Maybe your creative capacity is still a zygote. Maybe your creative capacity is still a fetus. Maybe your creative capacity is still an embryo. Because if the creative capacity is mature, and it should be creating stuff. I mean, it makes sense to me. My brother, Dr. Zane, he's doing a workshop tomorrow downtown African-American History Museum. Alhamdulillah, he come all the way from D.C., the home of the world's biggest African-American museum. And I went into that museum my first time yesterday, and I worked two blocks from there for I don't know how many years. But it's a blessing sometimes. But why am I talking to you? The idea is, is creativity a part of your workshop? I thought I saw the flyer. I didn't read it. You got flyers back there. You do that. But let me get back to the subject. That is, what Iqbal says, that you're creative. You are a creative activity. Blessed is he that crosses with to grow. Then if that's true as to who we are, then I should be able to grow my creative activity. Oh, well, I'm not very creative. See, that's how they robbed you. They said only certain people are creative, and only certain people are intellectuals. So don't you think about you being a thinker because it ain't in you. Look at your daddy. Wait, show me where you at. Oh, you don't even know who he is. Okay, look. So we shut down our reality. That's the theft. That's the theft that has happened to us. You have been told. You have, in fact, more so, you have not been told at all who you really are. That's the secret. The secret is who you really are. Because if you find out who you really are, then the people who ride your back, they know they're in trouble. Because you're going to stand up. I'm not going to pull out the soapbox too heavy right now. But The main point that I'm making here is that the metaphysical body has labels too. And rung number one is Adam. You just got on the ladder. When you get to Adamic, to the Adamic state, when you get the Adamic disposition, you're on the first of those levels. You're in the first state. And Imam Rahimahullah, he said Adam is the state of the soul that arises when your life is reconciled with the nature created by God. Brothers and sisters, you got to marry the universe. And, you know, do the rest of it. You know, yeah, you have to have that intimate interaction with the universe. That's the creative process. And businesses get born, inventions get born, institutions get born, et cetera, et cetera. But if you never have the proper intimate relationship with the nature of creation, your creativity will bear nothing. So where we are, intellect is intellect, which is reconciled, accepting, believing in. This is what I'm saying. I'm saying you have to believe in that nature of your relationship with the creation, and it is that belief. This is the sawa. I know, khalaqa, I jumped. Khalaqa is, what is the form of the intellect? Intellect is an attribute of the soul. Soul has many, many attributes, but the one we're talking about when we speak out intellect is the soul, and it has a function, has a critical role to play in creativity. So the question is next, after what is the form, what is the place within the system? This is what I'm pointing to. Your intellect, which is no less potent than any other intellect, your intellect is as potent as Einstein, as potent as the scientists, as potent as the quants, that's what they're called, on Wall Street, as potent as the software developers that have given us all this AI that's just like wildfire running all over the world, and we don't know what the hell is going on. You don't know, is that a real person? Is that a cartoon. That's a good idea. You all heard, you all know about that. All right, so, but we want to be on the natural path, right? So we on that Adam. Adam is the state of the soul that arises when your life is reconciled with the nature created by Allah. Own this universe, brothers and sisters. It's really what I'm saying. Don't treat the universe like it's something just so separate, belong to somebody else. It belongs to the people that do rockets and satellites and all that kind of. That's who it belongs to. I'm just here. Hell no. This universe is a gift to me because I live from the Lord who created it. Come on now. How happy will you be if somebody roll up in the driveway and, you know, Rolls Royce rolls up in the driveway and they go, Yeah, who's there? This is Mr. Billings. Yeah, what can I do for you? I just want to give you a key. Yeah. Key to what? I don't know. I just bring the key. You go out to the driveway, have a heart attack, and then get brought back. Somebody rolled a rose up in your driveway and says it's yours. Would you be happy about that? Well, how come you're not happy about the universe as a gift? The universe can do more than a Rolls Royce. But only if you put your intellect to it. Only if you bring it into the creative activity. Only if you purify and embrace its ascendant spirit. Only if you get into the Adamic state that gives you the disposition to find patterns for thinking in that universe. Come on, now you're talking about getting jacked in. Get jacked into the universe. This is one of my old dance moves from back in the day. I got to find some kind of way to get to that soul, man. Because I want you to get there. I need some company, inshallah. So... My battery on my recording just died too. So Yusuf, make sure I get this copy for today. MashaAllah. So let's finish up this portion. So Adam is that state of mind that finds patterns for your thinking in the creation that will bring you to the great destination that God wants you to reach for your capacity and your potential inside of you. Brothers and sisters, I hope you hear in that statement Allah is rooting for you. Allah is rooting for us. He's left us with free will, so we have to do our part. He can't jump into the fight for you. You can invite him into the fight, and there's ways to do that. But overall, personal responsibility, self-responsibility, self-motivation, all those things are the things that Allah rewards. But if you're sitting back waiting to be gifted, he already gave you the whole universe. What else is there to give you? Okay? So the idea is about learning about yourself as Allah has designed it and connecting yourself with this gift called the universe and getting your creative activity to grow, and that is what will lead to the goal and the destiny that Allah created us for. That's what we must do. رَبَّنَا آتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ آمين. الله أكبر. I'm just checking to see if something is possible. Wondering if I can record at the same time. Tell me now. Indeed we can. No, we can't. Okay. Sorry, you got your phone? Who's got a phone? Yeah. Put put on the record piece right here. You know those notes? Yeah. I hear somebody telling me, yeah, that's why you're supposed to keep some extra batteries in your bag and you wouldn't have to go. I already heard you. 95. You got it? Let me have it up here. Okay, first of all, great. Shukran. So, bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All right, so continuing with the issue of, okay, we talked about khalaqa. That's whatever we're going to say about it, we've said it. Khalaqa, now the next thing is sawwa. Sawwa is placed within the system, right? I'm going to read several quotes from Imam Muhammad Rahim al-Alay that simply speak directly to that, and that's going to be the essence of our khutbah in this portion today. So Imam Muhammad Rahim al-Alay, he said, when we speak of the human being, we're talking about the highest life form that exists in this material system that God made. So that's you. Here's a critical thing to also understand. I talked about the African American History Museum that we visited, and the idea about knowing self has always been, well, for a very long time, for the early 20th century, maybe more limited, but definitely in the 50s and 60s, the knowledge of self became a big deal, no small part played by the Nation of Islam or the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But those who, you know, we call ourselves kings and queens, right? That's my queen, that's my king, I'm a king and a queen. In reality, that's too small. You're actually bigger than that. You come from a history with it, but you're bigger than that. So that's one. When you go that way, that's too small for your reality. But then we say you're the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, father of civilization, God of the universe. Now you're doing a little too much. I get it. I know what you're aiming at. But that's got some Darlene qualities to it. But we get it, and we get why that was said. You know, we call it hyperbole, right? Look it up, okay? So that's fine. Where we are, everything that we said, the universe is yours. You are born out of it. You were created to be the master of it under the will of Allah. That's what Khalifatul Ard. You were made to stand on the earth as a representative of everything in creation, but that don't make you God. You can only be that when you bow to God. When you bow to God, then everything else bows to you. Allahu Akbar. I'm making this thing hyperbole here, bro. Allah says, "Sakhara lakum ma fi samawati wa fil ard." He, the creator of all, he said, all this is made to serve you. But before they serve you, y'all can finish that sentence. Before they serve you, you have to serve me. Eddie Murphy was there trading places. They brought him into the mansion. Yeah. He's a little street hood, right? Brought him into the mansion. This is all yours. And he said, act like he got steal stuff. Hey, man, you ain't got steal nothing. It's yours. That's how we should understand our place in the universe. You don't have to lie about it. Don't look for a real, you know, heavy lie. Yeah, brother. I'm going to leave it alone. So there's a lot of places we can go with that. For some reason, I think it's that. It is what it is. Let's move on. So So, okay, Imam Muhammad makes the statement. Let's move on. So what is the purpose of the whole material realm? I'm quoting him. All material reality, sun, moon, star, planet, everything, earth, and everything that's in it and comes out of it, what is the purpose of all that? It is to express our humanity, to express our own life. So actually, I am a dynamic creature. I am the purpose for which the whole world was made. I am the purpose. How can you have low self-esteem when you know that? How do you have low self-esteem when you embrace the fact that I'm the purpose for everything that's created? Man, come on. I'm the purpose for which the whole world was made. I'm the purpose for which the universe was made. And I am the universe as a life germ. I'm in the universe as a life germ. I'm planted in the universe, and I'm growing after having been planted by the creator of the universe. Imam again, he says, the creation of man is more importantly the creation of a creature that will study God's universe and use knowledge. So accept that the world, the whole of it, what you see with your physical eyes or with a telescope, what the telescope and your physical eyes can't reach, understand that God the Creator made it for the mind of the human being. That's really a big deal. So inshallah, when we go to the next, because what I just stated was that's our place within the system. Everything I just said in this second part of this khutbah, what is the khalaqa fasawwa, the sawwa, that's our place within the system. We are a big deal. Human beings, and see, and this is the shaitan in the world atmosphere and mind today. They are bent on and committed to the denial of nature. Did you hear that? They're bent on the denial of nature. Shame on them for wanting to get Aretha Franklin taken off of iTunes, Spotify, Apple Music because she sings the song, A Natural Woman. It's harmful to my gender identity because, the article says, there is no such thing as a natural woman. You looking for shaitan? You have to look far. The enemy is nature. So our effort is to subvert nature. Read that 119th verse of the fourth surah. Our creating them false desires. Cause them to transgress the natural form. So, excuse me. That's why our goal, we have to be on the side of nature. And even the writers of the Constitution or the Declaration of Independence, they say, of God and of nature's God. That's in the document. In God and nature's God. They're making it plain. Look, we believe in a creator that created everything, and we have natural, unalienable rights. But that's all that's under fire now. So, inshallah, the next time we speak to this, is we'll get to the Qaddara. Qaddara is talking about power, talking about potential. The Imam Muhammad's language is the movement from simple to complex. I'm saying a lot of things, but the core point is, how how does it grow? How does your intellect grow? And I'm talking about in the schema that I've just described. God created the universe. He embedded us in the universe. He evolved us out of the universe. He gave us the universe as a gift. And the height of our excellence is our intellect. That intellect has to come to a maturity, and it has to learn how to find patterns for its thinking in the universe. Then with the discovery of those patterns, that's when it can really get creative. And that's why so many of the others are ahead of us. They're ahead of us because they lead us to believe that high ideas are for white people. Come on now, you know that's the case. High ideas, nigga, what you trying? You read what? Quantum what? You can't even spell quantum. What you talking about? If you let them bite you like that. No. So this growth, what I'm itching at is that I got to give you a taste, right? I got to give you a taste. I'm doing good on time, really. I don't know if it feels like it to you, but I'm doing good on time. But sometimes when it gets real good, you forget about what time it is. You're in the flow, right? So listen to this. We're going to get to the details, inshallah. You've heard about this whole right brain with left brain. We're old enough and educated enough to know right brain, left brain. I'm going to tell you that in reality, the way that it's described, it's not really that, oh, this stuff happens over here on the right side and this stuff happens. No, it's a whole brain activity. So sometimes resources that benefit language are pulled from the right side of the brain. Sometimes things that benefit creativity are pulled from the left side. Wah-wah. So, okay, so that's all. But it's a useful, what you call social construct. And it's okay. Well, he's more right-brained than he's more left. She's more left-brained than that. That's fine. It's useful. It's a way of getting at it. It's not, quote-unquote, wrong if you keep it in the abstract and you don't just think about it as literally the right lobe, all that stuff. And if you lose the right lobe, then you lose the capacity for this. There are certain things that you will lose, but they relate more to the physicality. I'm not trying to teach the whole lesson. What I'm saying to you is that this universe that we're trying to and that we should be seeking to find patterns for our thought in, your brain has already been made to match what the universe requires of you. The universe, some of it is known, some of it is unknown. And that's how it is with us. There's some things that we know, there's some things that we don't know. Right? And the more we grow it, then the greater and greater we have the capacity to recognize what we need to know based on what we don't know. We come to that fullness of knowledge, and then that moves us to the next level, moves us to the next stage. And this is what, we'll spend more time with that later. But understand this. Spend some time studying this before we get together next week, inshallah. But look at photosynthesis. Just look at photosynthesis, right? Photosynthesis has everything to do with what our mind and what our intellect is supposed to do in order to grow in this universe that God has gifted us with. See, because when God said he created us growing gradually like a plant, next question is, okay, well, how do plants grow? And the main way that plants grow is through photosynthesis. Next thing is, how does that photosynthesis relate to me as a being? Because everything in creation is just a sign that God is communicating to me to tell me how to move in the universe. It's an ayah. It's a sign. But if you don't know how to read the sign, you can't make progress. So if you got people that only teach you about the ritual, but never teach you how to read the signs in creation, then you become their pet. Don't get it twisted. You don't think somebody will use you as a pet as a Muslim. You're a Muslim. But because they know what you don't know about yourself and your relationship to God and the universe, they will dazzle you. Not everybody. There are those who, yeah, everything they're cool. I'm not condemning everybody. But look now, this ain't my first rodeo, so I'm like, when you see him and say, oh, okay, well, that's Pippen with a throw ball. That's right. I know Pippen when I see it, right? So it don't matter if it's a koofy or a scarf or whatever. Let's move on. So the idea is primary, secondary, tertiary. You can't come around here if you're scared of words, okay? When you read the Quran, there's a primary reading, what it literally says, and that's how it relates to your worship, right? And especially as it relates to life that comes after this life. Read it in the way that will get you to Jannah and keep you out of Jahannam. And if that's all you get, you good. But that's not all God sent. There's a secondary reading of the same ayah. It's to tell you how to get the excellent things in this world. And that's where the cheaters that I'm talking about, that's where they cheat you. They'll teach you all that, okay, after you that, oh, the Jannah is so wonderful, oh, the carpets and the couches and the silk and the pearls and the loot, alhamdulillah. I ain't putting that down. I'm trying to get there. Trust this, right? So that's that. But the second is, don't forget your share of the material world. That was most of our last week we spent time. Don't forget your share. So the second reading helps you get the dunya, right? How does it relate to this life? The third reading is the reading of how to apply what you have read for the building of ummah. See, all those other things is like personal. I want to get to Jannah. Personal, I want to have the excellent things in this world. Collective is how do I use this knowledge to build ummah, which is the master mission that we're all on from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Muhammad has taught us this. He calls it creation-supported social logic. Once you understand that tertiary reading, that third reading, how that reading is to be applied to building institutions and to building ummah, now we're on the road to be able to fulfill in our lifetime what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordered for us. May Allah make it so for us. Rabbana, Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum la ta'khudhu sinatan wa la nawm. Lahu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard man dhal ladhi yashfa'u 'indahu illa bi-idhnih. يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسع كرسيه السماوات والأرض ولا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد اللهم أنت ربي لا إله إلا أنت خلصني وانا عبدك وانا على عهدك وعدك ما استتاب اعوذ بك من شر ما استناد ابو لك بنعمتك علي وابو لك بذنبي فاغفر لي انه لا يغفر الذنوب الا انت وعلى we thank you we humble ourselves in the deepest possible way and oh Allah deepen our humility towards you and deepen our gratitude for what you have granted us oh Allah bless us to conform to the guidance and bless us to be purified in the light that you have sent through our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. O Allah, we beg your guidance, your aid, your assistance, your enlightenment. O Allah, we beg your help. We beg your forgiveness. We beg you to be only for none can grant hold this virtue. Ameen. 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 Wa alaikum as-salam. Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله سو سكيم يحمكم الله وتابكم الله make our will straight and evenly no space for two shaitan desires of our wills on straight our hearts want to agree سو سكيم يحمكم الله الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين سبح اسم ربك الأعلى الذي خلق فسوى والذي قدر فهدى والذي أخرج المرعى فجعله غفاء أحوى سنقرئك فلا تنسى إلا ما شاء الله إنه يعلم جهر ما يخفى ونيسرك ليسرى فذكر إن نفعت ذكرى فيذكر من يخشى ويتجنبها الأشقى الذي يصلى النار الكبرى ثم لا يموت فيها ولا يحيا قد أفلح من تزكى وذكر اسم ربه فصلى بل تؤثرون الحياة الدنيا والآخرة خير وأبكى إن هذا لفي صحف الأولى صحف إبراهيم وموسى الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي الدين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله الفاتحة بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين تقبل الله Let me last, you know, make some of this. It's fine. Just don't start conversations on the floor. Actually, do I have any announcements? Okay. I want to mention, there's a dua that I made in the course of doing shukran, concluding the khutbah. And it is what, Allahumma anta rabbi la ilaha illa anta. Khalasini wa rabduka, etc. to the end. And I think, I believe the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said that that's the best dua for asking for forgiveness. in addition to that, whoever says that, according to the prophet, whoever says that, if you say it during the day and you pass before the night, then Jannah is guaranteed. If you say it at night and you pass before the morning, then Jannah is guaranteed. So it's like, you need to learn that. We need to learn that. I pray Allah accept it from me. And I'm saying, it's like, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet, al-Islam, et cetera, it's a great favor, and it makes it easy to get to Jannah if you obey. If you obey. So it's like, find that hadith, learn it. Yeah, it's a dua, it's a hadith too. Learn it and do it. Because, I mean, it's like, it's more powerful than one-a-day vitamins. You know what I'm saying? It's like, so I just want to say that. Alhamdulillah, Sheikh Abdul Rauf, alhamdulillah, ever the teacher. Ramadan class starts Sunday. That's Sunday coming, the 5th. That is a week from this Sunday. From 3 to 5 is doing a Ramadan class. I'm believing it's on Zoom. In any case, his number for those who want to jot it down, 510-867-7776. I believe he's probably here, too, so you can talk to him. So you want to be a part of it. You want to be a part of that. Also, the Arabic, the continuing Arabic class from 8 to 11 focused on the verb forms. The Sheikh is doing that on Saturday. So the Ramadan class starts next Sunday on the 5th from 3 to 5. Continuing Arabic is 8 to 11, focused on verb forms. And again, reach him again about those details. Birthday acknowledgments to, it's a Shabazz family birthday time, huh? Zaina Lee, Umu Lee, Bilal Dawood Shabazz, and also Emmett Harif Ali Jr., Armani Edwards, celebrating birthday somewhere in this period of time. Also, Masjid Waradin, a men's group, fourth Saturday meeting, so that's tomorrow, meeting of the month, monthly meeting. So check in with Ibrahim and all the others on that. So March 10th, 11th, we'll be in Masjid Free Haven for a day with the prophets. I don't know if it's going to be on Zoom, but it'll be in Longside, New Jersey, I believe. Alhamdulillah. All right. Check on all the books back there. Ultimately, we're going to wind up opening a bookstore somewhere. But check in on all the books there as well. I think that's it. Let's not forget something. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you. See if you can forward that. No, I didn't. I was mistaken. It just looked like it wasn't running. Okay. So fortunately, I didn't touch it. So it is good. Yeah, I was technically challenged. But, so see if you can forward it to me, okay? All right, shukran. Assalamu alaikum. How you doing? Good. Assalamu alaikum, love.